What makes someone a hero? Well, I suppose that depends on who you ask. If you talk to a young child on the evening of October 31st, I suppose you might get an answer like, well, heroes are fast and strong. They have powers, and they wear costumes and capes. If you ask a teenager shuffling down a high school hallway, what makes someone a hero? I suspect they'd say something along the lines of, well, heroes are fast and strong. They have sports skills, and they wear uniforms and jerseys and gear. If you talk to someone who has a few more years to their name, they might say something along the lines of, well, some heroes are fast and strong. They wear uniforms, they wear fatigues and boots, they wear stethoscopes and badges and helmets and protective gear. But there's other heroes too, maybe a little less assuming. Heroes that wear tattered jeans and off-white t-shirts, fraying dresses and a warm smile, stiff button-ups, and old khakis that have a little handkerchief sticking out of one of the pockets. Regardless of what you picture when you hear the word hero, what costume they wear, and what powers they have, there are certain qualities that define heroism that just transcend any hero that you can imagine. Heroes struggle and then overcome. A hero helps and defends and saves. A hero stops the hurtful and helps the helpless. And when heroes show up, things become okay. Since the dawn of time, humanity has been obsessed with heroes. Heroes were the ones that defined cultures and societies. They were the ones that people adored, looked up to, at times, even worshipped. And we still do that today, don't we? We haven't lost our love for heroism. We wear our hero stripes, their colors, their numbers. We carve out time from our busy schedules to cheer them on, to rejoice with them in victory and mourn with them in defeat. We even have a devoted media genre called superhero movies that depict human-esque creatures who have unusual powers, and yet we relate to them because they use those unusual powers for an unusual amount of good. We love heroes because they are relatable and yet inspiring. They look like us, talk like us, act like us, and yet they overcome. And yet they defeat the enemy, and yet they are honored and remembered and praised. We love heroes because they are who we strive to be, and we convince ourselves that we would be them if we were in their position, that we could be them if we just tried a little harder. And so we do. Our children dress like them. We fill our conversations with them. We look up to them. We even make sacrifices to them of our time and our treasure so that we might convince ourselves that somehow by supporting and cheering and rooting for them that we too can be considered heroes. And then the costumes come off. The jerseys get put away. The clapping dies down. The flag goes back up to full mast. The saluting hand goes back about its business. And we walk away. And yet we're still full of that inspiration that we can do it. We can save the day. We can make it all okay. We have the great power to handle the great responsibility. But we can't, and we know it. You know how it goes. The euphoria of triumph only lasts so long. Soon, another season starts. Soon, the memorials get dusty and the plaques get put away. Soon, the victory becomes just a memory. And the survival that the hero went through, well, it just delayed the inevitable. It just delayed their dying day. And soon that inspiration and confidence that glowed inside of us from that heroism slowly dissipates and leaves behind it a silent desperation as you're still convinced that you can make it all okay, but you just find your world is crumbling down around you and is anything but okay. But like the good heroes in the making that we are, we still say to ourselves, I can save it. I will save it. I just have to be the person that I know I can be. I just have to do more, be more, look better, live better. I just have to be a better spouse, a better parent, a better friend, a better worker, and then I can make things okay. Has this hero mentality even seeped in at this place? Are we faith's heroes? Do we look at this beautiful building and remember what it once stood for? Remember what it once was and lament what it is now? Do you walk through those doors and those halls, walk past pictures and posters of the past, and say to yourself, we gotta save it. We can save it. We will save it. We just have to be the church that we know that we can be. We just have to do more, be more, look better, live better, be a better pastor, a better council member, a better lay member, then it will be okay. Gotta save it. Gotta save it. Got to be the heroes that make things okay. Here's the thing about humans. They look for heroes in all the wrong places. Human beings lift their eyes to the successful, the powerful, the beautiful. They honor those who receive the recognition and the respect. They idolize those people that can't even begin to make their lives a little bit better, even for a moment. We look for heroes in all the wrong places because we misunderstand the fundamental question. What makes someone a hero? Being a hero is not about ascending to greater heights. It's about descending. It's not about becoming greater. It's about becoming less. It's not about escaping the troubles of this world and the pain of this world and the suffering of this world. No, it's about coming into the pain, into the struggle, into the river. If you want to find the hero, the only one that can say whatever it is in your life, look no further than Luke's grimy river, in which wade a group of grimy people, among whom stands two grimy cousins who stand out from the rest. One of these cousins was the one that the crowds came to see. The other one was a complete stranger. And he was just standing with the rest. One of these cousins came baptizing. The other came to be baptized. One of the cousins came to become greater. The other came to become less. Through the word and grimy water, God revealed his hero, but it wasn't the one that the masses thought it was. It wasn't the one that came to see. It wasn't the one baptized. And it wasn't the one the world thought was greater. No, it was the one who was humble. The one who was lowly. The one who was poor. It wasn't John. It was Jesus. And as soon as the baptismal waters touched his head, heaven split open. The Father proclaimed, the Son prayed, the Spirit perched. In that grimy water, the triune God made clear his salvation plan for the very first time. Mankind's hero was going to be the one that no one expected. His costume was common robes, and his cape was a worn and torn sash. He was the one who had set his powers aside, and whose hero name was the Son of Man. He was the one who had an inauguration and anointing in the Jordan River, and whose after party was a trip into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan. In these two short verses, we finally find the answer to why the got to save it mentality always leaves us so empty. We don't need to save what's already been saved. You aren't the hero. Jesus is. When the weight of stress and anxiety weigh on your heart, and you're full of worry about how you're going to get everything in your life the way it's supposed to be, consider, when you were baptized, was heaven torn open? Did the Father thunder from the clouds? Did the Spirit land on you like a dove? No? Me neither. You know what that means? God chose someone, and it wasn't us. God chose his Savior, and it wasn't you. You're not the one who was destined to save your life. You're not the one that was destined to make everything okay. It was Jesus. And you know what? Jesus has made us greater, has made us better, has done all the things that heroes do better than we ever could ourselves. No matter what you're going through, you don't need to save it because it already has a hero. And you can trust that hero. There's nothing that escapes his notice. He knows exactly what you're going through and exactly what you need. He knows exactly at what time you need it and exactly what it takes to save you. We are not the heroes of our world. We're not the heroes of our church. We're not the heroes of our family. We're not even the heroes of our lives. And thank God that we're not, because if it was up to us, we'd mess it up like that. However, even though we have not been chosen by God to save, we're not chosen to be the heroes. We are sidekicks of sorts. The responsibility of saving doesn't lay with us, but we do have a responsibility. And that responsibility is sharing our Savior. And just as Jesus was baptized for his role as hero, so too you were baptized for this moment, for this very moment, for this very place that you find yourselves in your life. When you were baptized, God spoke through his called servant. Jesus was there in the Word, and the Holy Spirit created faith in your heart. Through baptism, Jesus washed you clean and called you to live a life of gospel-motivated love, to seek to serve rather than be served, to be willing to descend to the level of sinner. Because it's precisely at that level that you will find the ones that need a hero. And just as Jesus' baptism didn't mark the end of his ministry, but the beginning, so too your baptism didn't mark the end of you being a Christian. That's not the extent of your Christianity. No, baptism was the start. Jesus is God with us in the water, in baptism. So what do you say? Will you join me in following our Savior Jesus out of the water into the wilderness of this world? There's no telling what we're going to find out there. You might find thorns and thistles, troubles and trials. You might run into some wild beast-like demons or their alpha leader, Satan. But you know what? It's still worth it. It's still worth going from the water to the wilderness, because you know who else is in the wilderness? Our hero. As you carry out the ministry that God has assigned to you, to share the love of Jesus to whoever you find in your life through word and works, your hero goes with you. No more than that, he leads the way and saves the day. He saves you from your sins. He saves you from whatever you're going through at this moment in your life right now. And he even works through you to spread that saving message to the world. What a hero. Our hero is Jesus, God with us in the water. Probably not the hero that you expected. Definitely not the hero you deserved. But absolutely the hero that you needed. Amen.